Okay, everybody, here we go. Seriously, let's talk you and me. It is Monday, November 4th, 2024. I just want to say this before I get started with this lovely pre-market report. So this morning I get up. Hey, Greg, are you watching the 10-year yield? Hey, Greg, are you seeing this? I love that. Why do I love that so much? Because it tells me that you guys and girls are awake. And you will understand the dynamics that are in play right now. It's pretty profound what we're witnessing this morning. The 10-year yield has dropped 10 basis points this morning. That is significant. That is significant, especially in light of this sell-off that we have seen in the debt market as of late. Does it mean it's over? No, it does not mean that it's over. But the fact that we got an almost 11 basis point drop in the US 10-year yield overnight. You just have to wonder who's buying all the debt. I mean, this just doesn't happen by miracle, especially a drop like that. Obviously, we know who's in here. In my opinion, look, you and I are laser focused on the debt market, which includes currencies, the dollar. We'll talk about that in a moment. But look, the number one. Please don't take my word for what I'm about to tell you here. I always want you guys and girls to do your own research into whatever I say. Don't take my word at face value. The number one buyer of debt right now is central banks around the world. They are on a mission to buy it all, to own it all, to flood the world with their singular product here. Obviously, this is debt. So when you see a move like this, in the 10-year yield, it really should raise your eyebrows, and it obviously has. At least 10 emails this morning, probably more, about, Greg, are you seeing what's happening here? Yeah, I see what's happening here. A couple of other things are going on too. Look at the dollar index or the DXY. It is down profoundly. That's an interesting dynamic as well. These things play right into each other here. And as we all know, look, maybe the Federal Reserve or the members of the freaking freak show don't follow, the Mannarino market risk indicator like we do, but they're watching the 10-year yield, obviously manipulating it, manipulating the dollar as well as to keep the stock market propped up. Now, on the back of the 10-year yield falling almost, 11 basis points and the DXY down, the MMRI has also fallen significantly. Now, this is still a problem. I mean, I said this just yesterday. Something is going to break. If in fact this is left to go without some kind of Fed intervention, someone, some mysterious mystical entity here buying all the debt, I mean, this can get out of hand in a day. We're going to go off the charts at one time. There's no doubt about it. And look, man, this is all that matters to the market right now. Easy money, the promise of easy money, the prospect of possibly even negative rates if Trump is selected here. Look, easy money and especially a zero or a negative rate environment would be like a massive hit of heroin into the stock market, and we could possibly or potentially see highs you wouldn't believe, but at a cost. At a cost to all of us here. Look, it's too simple to understand here that everything is a cause and effect. Cause and effect here is just in our face. World stock markets at near record highs right now with the world economy in free fall. I mean, it's just too obvious the mechanism here. I covered this yesterday at length. Why this is occurring here. No one has any idea except for you guys. Very few people really honestly understand the deep, dark underside of how the financial system works, what central banks are trying to achieve with puppets, obviously misleading the public on a massive scale. And this has been going on for quite a long time right now. People don't understand. They don't get it, why things are the way they are, unfortunately. But what else would you expect in this environment of lies? Period, the freaking end here. So yes, very good call, all of you out here who we're following this overnight. Profound. I mean, you know, it's this kind of a drop here. Nearly 11 basis points overnight. You got to laugh, man. You got to laugh. And with the Dixie or the relative strength of the dollar falling 0.59%, that's pretty profound too, hitting the MMRI. Now, on the back of that, I want to show you something real quick. Look, gold. First of all, with gold and silver, I want you guys and girls to understand this. All right. And I've gotten a lot of questions about it. It seems that, again, we're getting a lot of new people here, and I love that. And we're bringing these people up to speed. And let's just talk about the price action here. Forget about crude oil. Look at crude oil. Up 3% overnight again. Why? Look, man, hold that thought, because we heard from the OPEC oil administrator, whatever the freak he is, with regard to crude oil. But hold that thought for a second. Let's stick to gold and silver for a moment here. Imagine a system for just a second where something that doesn't exist, it's not on the elemental chart, is where the price action of physical metals is deriving value from. Could you imagine if something like that actually existed? Well, guess what? It does. The derivative market, which doesn't exist, is not on the elemental chart here, unfortunately, has been used or weaponized to keep the price action of gold and silver hard assets rigged to the downside. Again, let me just say this. When you see, like, for example, a ferocious or a whatever you want a word, a massive sell-off in the price of gold or silver, and you see it fall X amount of percent, is that physical metal changing hands between parties? No, it isn't. It's paper derivatives, not on the elemental chart. This mechanism here has honestly been utilized since forever now to keep the price action of gold and silver artificially suppressed. Meanwhile, what do we know is going on? Again, don't take my word for this. Right now, the number one buyer of gold on the planet is central banks. The rich, the wealthy, hedge funds loading up on it. Kind of an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? Now look, take advantage of that. It's not real. First of all, look, there is not a single asset today, and you all know what I'm about to say, if you've been with me for any length of time, that has a real price discovery mechanism behind it. It's all just twisted. This mechanism here of artificially suppressed rates and massive currency devaluation, destruction of, again, we're all paying for the propping up of the stock market via this mechanism here, has caused an environment that is just not real in any sense of the word. Just massive price action distortions. The stock market, which is so far beyond the sun with regard to reality. Another shout out to Yngwie over here. I mean, it just doesn't make sense anymore to anyone unless you understand the dynamics behind it. It's just too easy. I'm going to say it one more time, but I want you to focus on what I'm about to say. When you have an environment like this, and we've had it since the meltdown of 08, actually before that too, but it really, really got taken over. The whole system was taken over here by central banks propping it up, repropping up a stock market hyperbubble, a real estate market hyperbubble. So how do they do it? It's very simple. By keeping rates artificially suppressed, not allowing the market to dictate fair value for debt, artificially suppressing rates obviously is massively negative for the currency. What does this do? I'm laughing because it's too stupid. It creates this environment we have of a multiples expansion cycle in the stock market, meaning people are willing to pay just about anything to own shares. The stock market goes up and up and up and up. The economy free falls. It's unbelievable how we haven't had, imagine for example, we had a real leader who would tell us these kinds of things. We'd say, everyone, you know what? I have to tell you something. Just because it's just the human thing to do. The human thing to do would be to say, okay, look, you've all been lied to. The mechanism here of central banks creating cash out of nothing, buying it all, has been sucking you dry since the meltdown of 08. Oh, sure, we've managed to prop up a stock market hyperbubble and a housing bubble, but you've all been destroyed on the back of all this. How's this working out for you? But no one's going to tell you the truth. Did you hear that come out of the mouth of Trump? Or Harris, who has no idea about the economy, but Trump does. So that makes it worse, in my opinion here. But again, what else would you expect in this environment of lies and deceptions and distractions here? It's unbelievable. But you guys and girls who follow this blog understand that there are only two fundamental truths when it comes to the economy and finance. And what are these two fundamental truths? Let's have some fun here. To have a strong economy, you need a strong currency. Duh, number one. To have a strong currency, you need a corresponding rate of interest high enough to preserve the purchasing power of the currency. So your lives would be good. But no. This is all meant to push wealth right up to the 1 in 2 percenters and leave everyone else wondering, what the heck is going on? You see what's going on here? This is a game of deception on a biblical scale. It's really the truth. Anyway, talking about crude oil. Let's talk about crude oil a little bit. Crude oil, the lifeblood of the system. Just today alone, it's up 3%. Let's talk about what we heard today. CNBC, OPEC chief is bullish on oil demand despite extended production cuts. I wonder why the OPEC chief is bullish. Does maybe he see more war on the horizon? We're already in World War III. Don't take my word for it. Listen to the illustrious, beautiful man, Jamie Dimon, who maybe knows a little bit more about what's happening around here. Okay, there's no way wars are going to stop the propagation of war or any other mechanism, maybe another scamdemic, maybe another set of warp speeds to destroy us all. Maybe whatever they got to do is going to be thrown at us as a mechanism to pull more cash into the now, to suck you dry, to push cash up to the 1 in 2%. The whole lie, okay, of trickle-down economics, let's make those rich even richer, it's going to help you out, it's got to be, it's a joke. And who's the joke on? Well, it's on 98% of the population of this planet who just let it happen. They allow it. People always get what they ask for. If you have a puppet in wherever they may sit behind wherever, whatever desk around this world, it's trying to sell you that kind of plan along with obviously our loving, caring representatives. Oh, let's do this because it's going to help you out. How's it working so far? How's it working so far? Could you only imagine if we were to get a zero or a negative rate environment, which is obviously what Trump wanted during his last tenure, calling the Fed boneheads, which was a very nice term because I think I don't even think they're freaking human. Look, to be human, you have to have a human quality, which means people should, I mean, how many of you out here understand what I'm about to say? When you say something that's not true, or you know to be not true, doesn't it what kind of weigh on your mind? But that's what politicians do. They lie. They deceive. They tell you to look over here. You can't escape the truth, man. The truth is always going to come back. The interesting thing is, today, because we have a conquered society, the divided society, they hear lies come out of this person's mouth, or out of this person. They know it's a lie. They don't call them out. There's no accountability, and that's another reason why people wonder, what the heck is going on? When you demand the truth, you'll get it. You just let lies go because you want your guy, your girl to win, and you feel like they're going to change the world, well, that's how you lose even more. You understand? Haven't we all been warned about this? Now, let's move forward here. So Buffett, is this a warning? Let's decipher this here. So this is Barron's. Warren Buffett is approaching the markets with caution ahead of the election. I mean, selection here. Isn't that what you and I are doing right now? I guess we're as smart as one of the richest men on the planet Earth here. So Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, I'm just reading this to you, has now amassed a record cash pile of $325 billion ahead of the election. Buffett has been selling shares. Listen to this. Buffett has been selling shares and reducing positions in various companies for months. Why is that happening? What's going on here? What does Buffett know that you and I also know? Look, man, first of all, this is the key. Buffett knows there's something else going on here, people. Now, before the election selection tomorrow here, you know my take on this. I've been telling you for I don't know how freaking long. Let's just lay it out here on the table, and we'll talk again about it tomorrow. This stock market and the crypto market want Trump so badly that there are massive bets, especially in the crypto space right now, hoping that Trump is going to be selected here. With regard to the stock market, the market is fantasizing in the strongest sense of the word that if Trump is selected, that we will get zero or negative rates, which would vault the stock market into heights that you can't even imagine. Remember rah, rah, rah during the last presidency, his last presidency here? Although we were at record highs of greed. Greed has consumed the system and it's going to lead to its demise, obviously. Explain to Greg Mannarino how a zero or even a artificially suppressed rate environment we have now, how is it helping you? It isn't helping you because we understand that the two fundamental truths to support a strong economy have been flipped upside down, and now all it's doing is propping up the stock market at your expense, at the expense of the economy and the people. So this mechanism here, the market doesn't care about you at all right? It's an entity now that has become a monster, a Frankenstein, on the back of the real destructive force here, and that is obviously the debt hyperbubble. We're on the same page here with this? But this market wants Trump so badly at this point, just on the back of the maybe prospect that we could have a zero or a negative rate environment, destroying everyone else, of course. It doesn't matter to the market. You don't matter. You're a means to an end. You're greasing the wheels. You understand? That's why the market wants Trump. If the market doesn't get Trump, the market's going to throw a tantrum. Maybe Buffett knows something that we don't know. Okay? Now, with regard to the crypto space, let's talk about that. Crypto's taking a pretty good hit. Bitcoin recently almost 74,000, 75,000, whatever it was. Now, look at it now. Crypto's taking a hit here. Maybe the crypto market's telling us something, too. Stock futures this morning here are down, despite the fact that we have this. So is the market telling us something? Is Warren Buffett here telling us something? Why is it? You see, look, man. You got to look for clues like this. Why has Warren Buffett been selling shares? I'm just reading this and reducing positions in various companies for months, building up what is a record cash position ahead of the selection. What are you and I doing? For my lions here that are in the market, I already told you what Greg Mannarino is doing. I hedged my positions and my long position in this market on Friday. I don't really care what happens right now. The market drops, I'm sitting pretty, okay? For those of you that got out of this market, You're laughing too. If you close your crypto positions, you don't even care what happens. If you're in gold and silver, you're in the right spots. No matter what happens, you won't know that. Okay? Many of you are riding this out. And there's no right or wrong decision here. Just because Greg Mannarino and some of you out here did, about 30% of you who are long this market like me, long, betting it's going to go higher, have now taken an insurance policy out on your long positions here. So if the market drops, we're okay. Okay? Does it mean it's going to remain okay? We'll see where this goes. And all of this, people, is about this. I'm going to go back to the MMRI again. The best tool you're ever going to find, I don't care where you look, with regard to what we need to be doing with regard to this whole freaking freak show. Look, betting against the system, betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks is key here. Gold, especially silver. Exposure to commodities. Sound about right? This is what I've been saying for the longest freaking time. Cryptocurrency, in my opinion, needs to be a part of your portfolio. You know that here. I base that upon one factor and one factor only, and that is the market cap or the overall value of the crypto space. If, in fact, Harris is selected here, could I be wrong what I'm about to say? Absolutely, I could be wrong, but I believe the crypto space could take a big hit on the back, and that would be an opportunity, in my opinion, you're entitled to your own, to buy more of this stuff. I'm in the crypto space until the meltdown of the debt market occurs, period. And I believe we're going to see oceans of cash move into the crypto space. I also think we're going to see oceans of cash move into commodities because they're real things. Look, man, it's too simple. If we realize the mechanism here has been to hyperinflate the debt bubble on a scale that has surpassed anything, anyone's wildest dreams, and all this has done is inflate a stock market, worldwide stock market bubble on a massive scale. Maybe that's what Buffett is, why he's taking up this $325 billion cash position here. May not just be about the selection here. It says he's cautious ahead of the selection or election, okay? Maybe it's bigger than that. Maybe it's bigger than that. Because maybe Buffett realizes that this debt market is a time bomb. It's going to go off. And I've already said, after the selection, tomorrow, all bets are off. All bets are off. So maybe Warren here, Warren, our lovely, illustrious Buffett guy here, maybe he's warning us, you know, without saying it. We all understand where this is eventually going to go here. We are going to face a moment of reckoning the world is not prepared for in any way, shape, or form. The entire economic and financial landscape of the planet is going to change, and it's going to change overnight. We're going to face a credit freeze, a locking up of the credit or debt markets here. Everything's going to stop. There's going to be pandemonium in the streets around this freaking world, and people are going to be at each other's throats. They're already controlled. You understand that? Why do you think people have been divided like this here? So they can be manipulated, so they can be caused to hate each other. It's not what we need. We need to unify. We need people to come together in love and peace. But we don't have that in this Babylon system here, okay? We've been conquered. Once you understand that, everything else will become clear to you. This guy here loves you from the heart with all I got, people. We got this no matter what they do. I don't care, okay? We are in the right spots, not just in this freak show market, but mentally, physically, spiritually, okay? And we're looking out for each other, always. How can we lose? How can we lose? All right. I'm out of here. I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. Let me know if you got something out of here. Greg, you know what? What you say makes sense. Greg, you know what? You're so far off base, you have no idea what's happening. Let me know what you think, all right? I will see all of you later, as I said, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I hope to see you there, people. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and each other always.